from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott, a Louisiana man who took a flight to New Jersey to meet a teenage girl for sex, will now be spending years in prison.
Spencer Cottle was sentenced to 7 years in New Jersey State Prison Friday. The Ocean County prosecutor says the 36-year-old man pleaded guilty to sexual assault after he was arrested at Newark Airport last year. A criminal complaint said that in May 2023, Cottle used Snapchat to meet with a 14-year-old girl at a Toms River hotel for sex. A few weeks later, an undercover cop convinced Cottle to fly back to New Jersey from New Orleans for a second encounter, but he was met at the airport by police. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police have identified the body of a man on a conveyor belt at a Monmouth County recycling facility, but there are still many questions. They haven't said how he got there. Dead is 35-year-old Nicholas Holston from Cumberland County. Did he work at the facility? Was it an accident? We don't know the answers. The body was found by a worker there September 4th. Lawmakers are debating whether school buses should be equipped with cameras that can record your actions and refer violations to local police. Specifically, tickets would be issued to drivers who pass a bus that has its red lights flashing.
Under a measure from Assemblyman Sterling Stanley, a municipality or school district can get monitoring systems installed on the school buses to catch drivers who pass a bus in violation of current law.
This bill is very important to the safety of our children.
Any suspected violation would be forwarded to local police, who then have 90 days to issue a ticket. State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, who's been a staunch opponent of red light cameras, says this bus monitoring idea is a solution in search of a problem.
There's no improvement in safety. It's just a massive increase in fines and tickets written.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We're going to keep the cloud cover today, and we could see a few sprinkles around. We've already seen a few dampening the ground in southern Burlington and Ocean counties this morning. As temperatures stay on the cool side, 60 this morning, barely to 70 degrees this afternoon. Coastal flood advisory continues for a few spots along the Jersey shore. That situation getting better, but there could still be minor category flooding at high tide today. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, still cloudy, 65 to 70, and spotty showers are likely starting tomorrow afternoon, especially to the north and west. New Jersey weather made possible by Five Star Swim School. Their experienced instructors use proven teaching methods to help children learn to swim quickly and confidently. Sign up for a free trial class at one of their 8 New Jersey locations at fivestarswimschool.com.
Jersey City is 61, Woodbridge 61, Pemberton is 59. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.